This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Evan Roberts, Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, it was tumultuous. It got ugly. We were all involved in a very ugly public fight between Mommy and Daddy. Mommy said this about Daddy. Daddy leaked this about Mommy. We thought Daddy was going to go sleep with somebody else. We weren't sure how this was going to end. But at the end of the day, Daddy and Mommy are not divorcing. They told us as children, we'll be together for at least a year. I can't promise you more than that. I can't tell you we're going to grow old together. But I can tell you that for 1 year, we're getting back together. And if you are a New York Metropolitan baseball fan on this Thursday afternoon, a fresh 15 or 16 hours after you got the news last night that Pete Alonso is returning to the New York Mets on a 2-year deal with an opt-out after year one, you have to be excited. If you're not excited, I think something's wrong with you because this is best for business.
Well, it's best for both sides of the business. That's what it comes down to. At some point, this did become inevitable. It was just a matter of when. We had our predictions on when Pete Alonso would sign. I thought it would be much earlier than this. You actually thought it would be much later than
this. That's right. And we'll check in on those predictions later on in the show. We're going to hold all of ourselves accountable.
But ultimately, without any other teams save the Blue Jays, theoretically, I think. Allegedly, I believe.
Right.
In the mix, he was going to sign with the Mets. It was just a matter of what the number was going to be and how long it was going to take. And really, who was going to give personally first? Because that's what it felt like got this thing over the edge.
I think.
Was Pete coming back and then Steve Cohen and David Stearns meeting him down in Tampa?
I think you're very rational. I think Tommy, to his credit, was very rational during this process. But sometimes when you have this public squarrel, and this was a public squarrel, you start to fear that it's going to end badly. You start to fear that this isn't going to work out. And what was so frustrating to me is that it was so obvious that Pete Alonso was better off being a New York Met, and the New York Mets were better off with Pete Alonso. And so this, you can call it inevitable. I totally understand that. I raised my hand and tell you, I went back and forth on it. There were times in which I was like, don't worry, it's just a public fight. Then there were times in which I'm like, he's gone. This isn't going to happen. The Mets are saying we're not paying you more than this. And Boris is asking for that. So I freely admit to you that over the last 4 months, things got kind of dirty. Things got a little, I don't know how it's going to end. But for any Met fan, I'm going to do you a favor. If you are a Met fan right now in your car, if you're a Met fan listening on the free Odyssey app, if you're a Met fan in a different country listening on the app, if you're a Met fan down in Florida or California, I want you to close your eyes as long as you're not driving. If you're driving, keep your eyes open. I want you to close your eyes. If you had any hesitation about if this was the right move or not, I want you to listen to something. I want you to put your body back to the way you felt in early October on that Thursday night in Milwaukee when the Mets season was about to end. I want you to think about how you felt when the season was about to end. I want you to think about how you felt when Pete Alonso dropped the pop-up. I want you to think about how you felt when Alonso came up facing Devin Williams. And then I want every single freaking person to listen very, very carefully and feel it. Feel it one more time.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freeland back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a three-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
You didn't want that back? You weren't sure? You're not sure if he could handle the pressure? You're not sure if he can deal with playing on another one-year deal, pretty much a one-year deal with an opt-out? You're not sure if you wanted that back? This is a no-brainer. This is not a 7-year contract. It's not a 5-year contract. It's not a 10-year contract. We're not talking about Pete Alonso growing old. We're talking about this season. And this season, that guy, the guy who saved the Mets' asses on that Thursday night, he's walking through that door. So to me, this is a celebratory day. Doesn't mean the Mets are winning the World Series. Doesn't mean they're winning the division. Obviously, it's the offseason. But in terms of what this means for the franchise this season, this is a no-brainer. This is an exciting day. You should be pumped up, and we should be happy that Steve Cohen said, you know what? I'll pay the dopey tax. I'll negotiate against myself. I'll just make sure that that baseball player is the first baseman. Not Brett Beatty, not Ronnie Mauricio, not Ryan Mountcastle, not Spencer Torkelson, not Rondé Barber, but yes, Peter Jefferson Aloysius Johnson Martinez Alonzo. So, Tiki, I don't know if you could tell. I'm pumped up, bro.
Of course you're pumped up because you wanted Pete back all along. And yes, Steve Cohen did give a little bit because with $30 million in his 2-year contract in the first year, 24 in the second, obviously, it makes him the highest AAV first baseman in baseball, but it's only for a year.
That's fine.
And so it's giving in and rewarding, I guess, moments like that that you just showed, but also just trying to convince Pete to save some face and come back.
I think that's a very good point.
Right? Pete didn't get what he wanted. Pete wanted long-term security. I think any baseball player, and this is it's so different than other sports because, I mean, hell, in basketball, you get paid just for breathing. Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy Butler says what's up.
Right, but think about it in the NFL.
Yeah.
When you get your first chance for a contract, if you've earned it, if you deserve it, like you're getting paid and it's going to be money, life-changing money. And it happens pretty quickly. 4 years if you're not in the first round. If you're in the first round, maybe they take the fifth-year option, so maybe it's 5 years. In baseball, you can get drafted, be in the minors for 2 years, get to Major League Baseball, you got arbitration for 6 years. Like, it takes forever to get paid in baseball. And unfortunately, a lot of these guys are in their 30s. And when you finally get there, especially if you're a star like Pete is, he's not a superstar, but a star like Pete is, you want to be paid. You want to be compensated. You want to give family security so you don't have to think about working when you're done. And he didn't really get that. He did get $30 million a year this year.
Yeah.
And he's coming back to the Mets, and it could be a magical run just like it was a year ago. But to me, if I'm Pete, this feels bittersweet to me. It's great because I'm back.
Right.
I mean, the sweet's probably a lot more savory. Like, I feel it a little bit more. There's got to be a little bit of bitterness about it.
Well,
you don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys,
I think
I wanted 5 to 7 years.
Absolutely.
And I got two.
Pete went into free agency believing he was going to get a bigger contract than what the Mets offered him 2 years ago. He thought he was going to get $200 million. You even said it.
Yep.
Scott Boras was whispering that into his ear. Sometimes free agency is a net negative. Sometimes it's a loss. And he lost. But ultimately, he's getting $30 million this upcoming season, 10 of it via signing bonus, which I think helps him via tax purposes as someone who resides down in the great state of Florida.
Right.
So he's getting a great annual average salary this year. He'll get a chance to get back into free agency a year from now, and we'll see what happens. And I got to tell you about next year and the year after and lifelong Met. If you've listened to us talk about this, I have kind of stopped talking about lifelong Met because I knew the handwriting was on the wall that he wasn't getting that lifetime contract. He wasn't signing an 8-year deal.
No.
So I knew if he was coming back, it was going to be short term and we'd get him this season and then there'd be questions about 26 and 27. Well, here's what I say to any Met fan who's worried about that or doesn't want him back or does want him back. We'll worry about that in 2026. It's not a worry today. This was about this season.
Yeah.
You said last year was an evaluation season. You said it over and over again. And David Stearns evaluated. There was some pretty damn good evaluations. And the Mets ended up having a far better season than most of us thought. They got to the NLCS, right?
Yes.
This season is not an evaluation season. This is a win season. This is about going out, kicking ass, and trying to repeat your performance from a year ago. Well, how do you do that? Well, you go out and you add the brilliant Juan Soto. That's a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out and you retain one of the most reliable sluggers in baseball despite his last 3-year decline. So this, to me, over the last month or two, has been all about how can the Mets be the best they can be in 2025, not making Pete Alonso Ed Kranepool, not, hey, I want him to hit 500 home runs as a Met. Like, sure, I'd love that stuff.
Yeah.
But The reality, this was just about, can the Mets make the right move to put the cherry on top to what's been a great offseason? And they did it.
Right. I think what you're saying, and you're right about this, because it's easy to write the larger tome, the larger story with Pete Alonso and say, I want him to eclipse 500 home runs as a Met, and I can't wait till that day happens.
Mm-hmm.
7 years from now, 8 years, whatever it is.
Right, right.
I can't wait for that. But I don't think that Steve Cohen, David Stearns is now his president, are thinking like that. I don't think that's in their, it's not their DNA to think about the story of an individual. It's in their DNA to think about the story of a championship Mets team. And so the reason I think you're so excited is because that's being written right now.
Yes, they have a better chance to win a championship today than they did yesterday.
Right, the short story is being written. Not the, hey, Pete Alonso, 10-year, you know, or 11-year, 12-year, how many years he plays, story with the Mets. They're not interested in writing that.
Right.
They're interested in writing a one-year story. And that one-year story needs to culminate in a championship, well, or at least the getting close to a championship.
So when free agency began, in my opinion, and there were some Met fans who disagreed, my opinion was the dream offseason was stealing Juan Soto away.
Mm-hmm.
It happened to be the Yankees, but it didn't matter if he was still in Washington or in San Diego. He's a brilliant baseball player.
Acquiring Juan Soto.
Acquiring Juan Soto. To me, it was not about the Yankees. It was the brilliant baseball player. I wanted Juan Soto, and I wanted to keep Pete Alonso. I did not think, with all due respect, that Willy Adames was a better option. I didn't think Alex Bregman was a better option. I didn't think Paul Goldschmidt was a better option. I didn't think trading a treasure trove of prospects for a guy who's not even available in Vladimir Guerrero Jr. was a better option.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, listen carefully. That's not me saying Pete's better than Vlad. That's me saying that was not the best option.
Right. You'll get Vlad next year.
That, by the way, I'll get to that because maybe. I thought, from a baseball standpoint, the best option for the New York Mets in 2025 was retaining Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
1 year from now, when we're sitting here talking about the next offseason, my opinion may be different.
Right.
Because guess what? Vlad Guerrero Jr. is a free agent. Kyle Tucker is a free agent. There are other options. So we'll talk about it then. Maybe, just maybe, despite what I did with my beard, maybe I sit here as an honest Met fan and say, thank you, Pete, for your service. I want to move on.
Yeah.
But not this time.
By the way, can we talk about the beard real quick?
Of course.
As an aside.
Of course.
You did nothing with your beard to help Pete sign back with the Mets recently. Can we just throw it away?
Well, I'm glad you said that, Tiki. Tommy Lugauer had this idea, and I concur it's a great idea. We both agreed that when Pete Alonso either stays or leaves, there would be a ceremony.
Yes.
And later today, let's say 5:30. 5:30 a good time, Tommy?
Sounds good.
At 5:30, we are going to have a very special on-air hair follicle ceremony for Pete Alonso. And I'll tell you exactly how it's going to work, okay? Tiki and Sean will provide the play-by-play, sort of, as they will be broadcasting live here from the WFN studios. Tommy and I will commandeer the men's bathroom.
Porto potty.
We will shut it down for just 5 minutes. We'll make sure no one uses it. And Tommy will join me in the men's bathroom, where I will, very politely, while Tommy reads a beautiful speech, drop my beard hairs from a year ago into the toilet, and then we will flush it as a thank you, as a Pete is back, and as a moment of remembrance. So Tommy has written a speech. I don't know if he did it himself or AI. I have no idea. But Tommy has a speech. I have the hair follicles in my office, of course, from the beard I grew a year ago.
Ah!
And there will be a ceremony later today at 5:30.
I cannot wait for that. I can't wait for your speech, Tommy. I'm really looking forward to it.
As am I. It's going to be great.
Right.
Now,
got to write it in the next 2 hours.
Do we have to send out an email? Because we can't have anybody actually in the bathroom taking care of business. We got a ceremony here. So people, if you're on like a little bit of a routine in the bathroom, if you know what I mean.
Well, I've got,
set it a little earlier because 5:30, we're just going to need our peace and quiet.
I've got great news. I love our company. I love our radio station. Nobody's here.
Nobody's
today.
Here.
At 5:30,
right.
Nobody's here. And if we need Yusuf, we'll get Yusuf to put the thing on.
Exactly.
The caution tape.
The caution tape.
They're cleaning and no one's allowed in.
Right.
But today was an icy day in the area. In fact, my kids had school canceled.
Acid hours.
Nobody's here. And as Tiki said at 5:30, everybody already is done for the day. So that is the safest time to have this beautiful, we'll call it my beard hair follicle ceremony in honor of Pete Alonso returning. Now, I admit, When I started growing that beard, that was over a year and a half ago now, I hoped it was going to be a long-term deal. I mean, I don't hide that. Like, I had hoped that this was going to be a long-term marriage for a lot of the reasons we talked about. But as time goes on, and Pete did not have the greatest year last year, despite his heroics in the postseason, I'd be the first to admit it. And then we saw the market, and obviously we look ahead to next year's free agency. I was obviously okay with bringing him back on a short-term deal. I see the benefit to it.
Yeah,
so. While, yes, a year and a half ago, I was growing that beard with the hope it was going to be a seven-year contract, things change. And I am still happy about the scenario. I'm happy with it. Like, I guess the disagreement I may have with Beningo and others is that while I love the idea of a lifelong Met, I do, I also love the idea of winning. And I want to make decisions on what gives the Mets the best chance to win. Bringing Pete Alonso back this season gives them the best chance to win.
Right, because there isn't a good alternative. Maybe Mark Vientos turns into a decent first baseman, but you got to worry about another young player, Brett Beatty, being your third baseman.
Right.
Because there's no external option that the Mets are currently pursuing. So it just becomes less certain. Not less good.
100%.
Just less certain.
Yeah, you don't know. Right. I mean, could Brett Beatty have become a star? Sure, he's still going to get an opportunity. So I thought this was the Mets' best option before the offseason and certainly towards the end of the offseason. Next year, I don't know. It is certainly possible. We're out here in November, and I'm saying, boy, this is tough for me to say, but I think they have to move on from Pete. Mm-hmm. I want to sign Kyle Tucker and move Juan Soto to first base. I have no idea.
Can he?
Yes. Yeah, anything could happen. Bryce Harper already did it. But that's a year from now. In this moment, Pete Alonso is back. And I'll never forget the moment I found out. And I think there's a lot of Met fans that are going to have that. You're going to have that moment where you found out Pete Alonso was coming back. Maybe you were very excited over the Ranger win. And you're like, yeah, Rangers, right? Oh, Pete Alonso's back. Maybe you are one of a few people driving home from Barclays Center.
The Nets still in the league.
After the Nets got walloped by the Washington Wizards.
Hey, they finally got themselves back on track.
That's right. The tank is back. I had to go and make sure. Maybe you decided to put your phone down and just spend the night with your wife, like Sean Morash. Mm, maybe you were in a swimming pool. I have no idea.
Ooh, a little hot tub action.
Sure. Maybe. Maybe. But we all have that moment. How did you feel? And how did you find out when Pete Alonso came back? So we'll get to your calls, whether it's about that, whether it's about Pete's return, whether it's about what's next. It is a happy, happy moment. We will address the L situation with our teammate Boomer Esiason, who, look.
He prematurely tried to take it off and dismiss it.
Yeah, Boomer did. Boomer did two things that, I mean, honestly, could get him in trouble with HR, but I would never have an issue with that. Yeah. Number one, he threatened to drop a deuce on my desk. I don't know if you heard that one. And secondly,
he came into our studio.
He interfered with the L.
And he handled our L.
That's right. There is an L hanging around Boomer Esiason's neck. Now, we are fair people. Obviously, based on his report, erroneous report from last week that Alonso was going to re-sign with the Mets on Friday. He was wrong.
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
And so we hung an L around his neck. We will address the L situation. Should the L legally come off? Should the L stay? What should happen to the Boomer L? We will address it later on, I promise. We'll also hear from Bad Tiki. He joins the program coming up at 4:30. It is a very, very busy, exciting day on this Pete Alonso Thursday. 888-808-1019 is the toll-free number on a Thursday in New York City. I don't know if everyone had the same issues with their kids going to school. I had that. My school district canceled school. I woke up this morning. I was stunned. I get this text message. There's no school today. I'm like, why?
I know.
Why? To celebrate Pete Alonso?
Dude, I got the call on the way home yesterday.
Wow, they did it ahead of time.
I was coming out of the tunnel, and it was like, hey, Forum Park schools are going to be 2 hours late. And then by the time I got home, it was, check that, Forum Park schools are going to be canceled.
Wow.
I was like, what are you talking about? It was 3 inches of rain. My daughter was like, when did we get soft in this thing?
She's like, right. That's what I'm talking about.
She's right. I got a tough daughter. I want to go to school.
No, I get you. When I woke up and
she's
I saw.
Actually just mad that she's like, if they're going to have the 2-hour delay, I'd rather just not go to school.
Oh, I agree. Screw the delay. Just cancel the day then.
Right.
When I woke up and saw they had canceled school, I was like expecting a winter wonderland. I was really excited. Like, oh, I can't wait. We're going to build snowmen. And I look. And I don't want to minimize the danger because it was icy outside. Yeah. So it's icy. But an ice day is not as cool as a snow day.
No, it's not.
Because the kids aren't going out playing with the ice.
It's actually worse for driving because so many kids take the bus.
Right.
And the last thing you want is a heavy, low traction bus with kids on it sliding around on
the ice. It feels dangerous.
It feels more dangerous than snow.
100%. And snow is also fun.
Yes.
So if you had an off day as a kid, congratulations. Hopefully you get a real snow day because this is just a messy, messy ice day. A lot to do today. We will determine the fate of Boomer Esiason's L that is now rightfully back on his neck until we make a decision. And I'm sorry. Al Duke's tweeting at me, Boomer's always right. Is he? I mean, he got it wrong by 5 days. But we'll discuss that a little bit later on. The reality is me and Boomer are on the same side.
Yes.
Because he's one of those Met fans who's excited today. As am I. Pumped up today because he knows what I know. Which most people should know. The New York Mets' chances of winning the National League East, the Mets' chances of making the playoffs, of, dare I say, upsetting the Dodgers, all of that. They're better today than they were yesterday because Pete Alonso's a New York Met in 2025. We'll get to your reaction, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Ronnie in Manhattan. Good afternoon, Ronnie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. Tiki, I enjoyed your MLB Network segment earlier this
morning. Thank you, man. Those guys are great.
Of course.
Matt and Harold are
awesome. Yeah, no. They're great. I love a hot stove. It was really – I turned on my TV. All of a sudden, I saw Tiki. I'm
like, oh, they're doing a football segment.
I didn't expect to see you on there. I was like, I got Tiki Barber here.
Right. Even though they were asking me baseball.
It was great. It was great. Did a great job. The last time I called was like, I don't know, a month or two ago at this Pete Alonso saga. Give me a break.
Right.
When it was Tiki, it was the morning after you had pleaded to the Mets to keep Pete when, you know, we kind of thought that changed the mojo of it, whatever.
Yep.
And I called you Grimace Barber. Now, I just want to put this out there. All right, and I don't know, and Evan on the Rico last night, I know you were saying, you know, let's keep OMG in 2024. You know, these 2025 Mets have to be different.
Yeah.
I get it, and I agree. However, I don't know if you guys saw yesterday on Twitter.
Yeah.
But McDonald's announced the return of Grimace's uncle.
What?
Uncle O'Grimacy, his Irish uncle.
Yes. Are you serious?
And on the same, I'm just saying. I don't know. I'm 34 years old. I don't believe in stuffed animals, even though our lives revolved around it last year. I gotta say, is it a coincidence now? Is this gonna be? Are we gonna be seeing a green Grimace this year? I don't know what's going on.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, Sean, as the I don't want to call you expert on largeness, but as someone who's very knowledgeable about foods and desserts.
Fluffy stuffed animals.
I didn't say that.
So
what happened with McDonald's and Grimace, and we can determine how this impacts the
and
New York Mets.
Irish uncle, and what's the point of it?
Okay, so there's two things at play here, because I saw Mets Twitter take this and run with this morning. The actual announcement happened Tuesday, so it wasn't like this happened Wednesday, then Pete signed. Who Uncle O'Grimacy is? He is, I guess, Grimace's long-lost uncle. He's completely green instead of purple.
I've never heard of him.
I feel like they've made this up and fooled everybody that he was around in the 1920s. And the whole premise of why he's coming back,
right.
He is the spokesperson for the Shamrock Shake ahead of St. Patrick's Day, their big special.
Gotcha. So
he wants to be the Jets mascot.
Maybe.
That's fine, man.
Maybe. But put it this way, though, Tiki. To be fair to Met fans, we have heard nothing about Grimace forever. Out of nowhere this week drops Grimace's uncle has popped out of nowhere to promote Shamrock Shakes, and now Pete's back.
So here's the way I look at this.
Have they had Shamrock Shakes before?
Yes, every year.
Okay, has there been a Uncle O'Grimacy?
As far as I know, maybe when they brought out the original Shamrock Shake, like late 90s, maybe. But every year the Shamrock Shake comes back, and every year they don't pop out Uncle O'Grimacy. This has come out of nowhere.
All right. I'm excited for McDonald's. I'm excited for anyone who wants that shake. The New York Mets in 2025 do need to be different. And that's not to put down 2024. Here's what I mean by that. I've watched teams have quote-unquote miracle seasons or surprise seasons. And the most important thing you can do after you have that magical season, which the Mets had. I mean, there's no denying it. On every level, there was a lot of magic. From Grimace to Jose Iglesias and OMG to even the way they made the playoffs at the very end. There was a lot of magic. What you need to do the following year is just get better. And not rely on magic. Because magic doesn't strike twice. And what I love about what the Mets have done in this offseason is they went out and said, we can't rely on magic. We can't rely on a theme song. We need to get better. And I don't want to say it's the same as the Knicks, but I complimented the New York Knicks this offseason. Because I said, you know what? You guys had a fine year.
Yeah.
You can't just rest on, well, let's run it back and hope that. No, no, no. Go get better.
Yeah, you can't do the same thing and expect to get better. It's either you're getting better or you're getting worse. And if you stay the same, you've gotten worse.
Absolutely.
Because everybody else has likely gotten better.
I look at Mets history. So in 1999, they kind of had like this miracle fun season. And then in the offseason, they traded for one of the best pitchers in baseball, Mike Hampton. And they got to the World Series. But that's the good news. Mm-hmm. Here's the bad news. After the Mets got to the World Series, what did they do in the offseason of 2000-2001? They needed to say, well, we got to keep going. We got to keep pushing. They could have signed A-Rod. They didn't. They could have signed Ichiro. They didn't. They lost Mike Hampton because of the Colorado school system. So the Mets, off of the year they had last year, needed to take OMG, no disrespect. They needed to take Grimace, no disrespect, and say, we need to get better. And you know what they did? They signed a generational talent in Juan Soto. So thank you, Grimace. Thank you, OMG. Mm. But this is about 2025.
Right.
It's about getting better, and I believe they have.
By the way, it was always OMG. They fooled us with the Grimace stuff. And
whatever.
And the rally pimp or whatever the heck he was called.
Whatever.
Right? It was all that stuff.
There'll be new stuff.
It was all internal motivation.
That's fine. Like, I promise you, if the Mets are good this year and there's a lot of magic and they're playing well and they're kicking ass, there'll be something new that we'll cling on to.
Positive Tommy.
Maybe, but I think you got to put that in last year too, Tommy. Yeah,
how about you?
And that's nothing wrong with you. Like, we have to take my beard, everything. It's got to stay in 2024.
You're saying my contract wasn't renewed? I'm out?
Right. I'm saying that the sequel doesn't work. What it's always got to be different.
It. What he's saying is you don't need it, and you shouldn't want it as a Met fan. You should just want to be good.
Yes.
You don't need magic to, oh, we're an underachieving team. Now, the expectation is so low. So low, in fact, that we're not even going to go to the damn ballpark. Right? You don't want that, and then the come out of nowhere and be a surprise team and, I don't know, relish in it because something clicked. Superstition.
Just be good.
Exactly. Just be good.
And you know where the Mets can be really, really good as we get closer to the start of spring training?
Oh, I got it.
Go ahead.
Hawk two are thrown at the first pitch opening day.
Stop it. They could have, pound for pound, and the Dodgers are going to be number one on every list, and that's fine, one of the best, deepest lineups in all Major League Baseball. That's who they could be. That's who their identity could be.
Mets? When it,
yeah, the Mets.
You sure?
Yeah, I think they're right up there.
With the pitching?
No, I didn't say. Did I say anything about pitching?
No. I'm just.
Did I say anything about pitching?
Conveniently.
No, because I'm talking about the offense. Well, we can get into pitching at another point. I'm talking about where they can be really, really good. They can be really, really good with a deep, awesome offense that scores more than 5 runs per game.
Lindor, Soto, Alonso, Vientos, Beatty. No, not Beatty. I mean, Nimmo. Then what?
Starling Marte, Francisco Alvarez, Jeff McNeil.
Okay.
That's a deep-ass lineup.
That's good.
And I think the Dodgers, like I said, are always going to be number one in everything, including lineup. But I'd put that lineup against almost every other team in baseball, and that wouldn't be something I could say if they didn't keep Pete and they didn't sign Juan Soto.
Right.
And that's where the Mets can be really good in 2025, not because of gimmicks, not because of songs, but because their lineup is up there with any other team in baseball.
Right. It feels like there's a hole if Pete Alonso is not here, and there wasn't anyone to replace him.
Let's go to Bob in Pennsylvania. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. A couple weeks ago, I called in when you guys were characterizing Pete and the Mets as being an ugly divorce.
Yeah.
And I said, no. This is a couple that still loves each other. They just couldn't get together on this one point, but they never stopped loving each other. And, you know, Steve Cohen was absolutely consistent from 2023 to today. He's willing to pay Pete market value plus a little bit more. The problem was Pete's market value declined because of his performance last year and put him into a category where nobody wanted to give him $100+ million multi-year deal, and he didn't realize it.
Yeah.
And so they couldn't get together because Pete was imagining he was worth something totally different.
More likely, Bob, he was being told he was worth more than he was.
Right.
And promised that he could get this deal done.
Right.
And it just never happened.
But what could have happened that would have led to the divorce, and luckily it didn't, was the Mets could have said, this is truly our last offer, and we are really moving on. Not Fugazi moving on by signing Jesse Winker and AJ Minter, but like literally moving on by making a trade or acquiring somebody that would literally replace Pete Alonso on the roster. The Mets could have done that. Right. They didn't do that.
But there were, Were there really that many options?
No, there were lower level options like a Ryan Mountcastle and a Spencer Torkelson. But if they had acquired either of those guys, you would have looked at their roster and said, wow, they're really moving on from Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Like, I agree they're not on the level of Pete, but they didn't do that. They could have done that. The other thing they could have done, and Steve Cohen sort of flirted with this in Amazing Day, was he could have said, I've spent enough. I'm sorry. I have a very expensive roster. I just spent $11 million on A.J. Minter, $8.5 on Jesse Winker. The payroll is going to be close to $300. I'm done. The Mets could have done that. They could have pulled the offer. They didn't do it. On the Alonso side, he could have accepted. Now, this is the mystery. We may never find out. Mm-hmm. What was his best other offer? Like, what was the Toronto Blue Jays' best offer?
If there really was one.
If there was one.
Because we never got reports from Toronto that there was this I don't know, desire. This offer coming from. It came from outside of Toronto.
Right.
Those reports.
Right.
So who knows if it was actually true.
No, it's a great point. We don't know if he had another offer, but maybe he did have another offer, and maybe Pete's wife was willing to go to Toronto, and maybe he would have said yes. Those things could have led to the divorce, but luckily, Pete didn't, at least from our knowledge, have another offer. He wasn't willing to take whatever was out there if there was an offer, and the Mets, despite their tough words, and they would have been foolish to do this, didn't walk away. Because walking away would have been cutting your nose off despite your face. I got that right.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Because it would have made the Mets worse. And the Mets decided, we're not going to do that. More of your calls next at 888-808-1019. Plus, Tiki, who's much more rational than me, will help us figure out why Pete Alonso and his agent decided on a 2-year deal as opposed to a 3-year deal. Is that an indication of how Pete Alonso feels about the New York Mets? We'll get to it coming up. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. So the NBA trade deadline is in 11 minutes. We will keep you posted. As of right now, the New York Knicks, besides trading Jericho Sims last night for DeLon Wright, no move has been made. The Brooklyn Nets have not sold anybody off yet. So that is your latest on the local edition of the NBA trade deadline, though the national edition's been nuts because Jimmy Butler got traded. There were Kevin Durant rumors. DeAndre Hunter just got traded. But we will keep you posted. The deadline is at 11 minutes from now. It's at 3 o'clock. So we will get firm answers on our local teams coming up in the next 11 minutes. Before we get back to your calls, though, I am very curious, especially from someone like Tiki, who's smart, who understands money, but also understands being an athlete. Pete Alonso was given a choice.
Yes.
This is my understanding. He was offered a 2-year contract, the one he took, mm-hmm. in which he's basically getting $30 million this year, 10 of it right. via a signing bonus, right. but $30 million this year.
AAV of $27 million.
That's right. He has an opt-out at the end of this $30 million one-year deal, or he can opt in at $24 million.
Yes.
That's how you get the AAV of 27.
Right, over the 2 years.
He was also given a 3-year option in which the AAV would have been very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
With opt-outs in each of those years.
Right.
So why, in your estimation, did Pete Alonso select 2 versus 3 when, again, in the 3-year deal, he was going to get an opt-out after year one?
Yeah.
So he would have had the ability to go into free agency. Why not take the security of the third year?
I would have. So I think there's a couple of reasons. One is the AAV, because what Scott Boras cares a lot about is the story that he can create mm-hmm. around his talent. And by Pete Alonso having a $27 million over the life of the contract, even though it's only 2 years, AAV, it puts him as the top first baseman. And you have a 1-year deal of $30 million. It just it makes him look like he's making a ton of money, AAV-wise.
He gets his win by the $30 million in year one.
By the story. Nobody cares about the downstream of the story, but
right.
the story is, hey, he has a 1-year deal, $30 million. It's a huge AAV, and even if it's 2 years, it's $27 million. 3 years makes it $25 million, because that was 3 years, $75 million. So that's one side of it. But I think the other side of it is Pete Alonso, and I mentioned this very briefly, he had to save face in some capacity. Because this did not pan out anywhere close to how he was promised it would pan out or what he thought his value was going to be. And so by making $30 million, something that no first baseman is making right now, even Vlad Jr., who had this ridiculously high ARB number at 28, I think mm-hmm. it was.
Oh, we had it next year, but not
right,
this year.
Right, but this year,
right.
Pete Alonso is the highest paid ever first baseman. It's a milestone.
Yeah.
And so he also gets out after a year, so he's in another prove-it situation. But if he has a down year, he's going to be stuck at 24, and who knows what they're going to do instead or with him.
Yeah.
Because right? There's a theory that people want to float that Steve Cohen, who's already said, all right, screw the tax, we'll keep you, Pete, because you opt in. But we're also going after Vlad.
It's possible. It's possible.
And that would be, I mean, a high salary cap number.
Right.
But who cares?
Right.
Because now you have...
You're also losing money next year. Like, Starling Marte is off the book. So you're freeing up money elsewhere.
Right. But even outside of that,
right.
If you had both of them,
yeah.
I mean, now you really get deep and long in
and that, it's
that
only
lineup.
1 year where Pete Alonso would be there. Though, I will tell you this. The reason why I think Pete took the two over the three... is A, to get that number 30, because that's big. That makes Pete Alonso even think, I won, actually. Look at my salary. Right. I'm making $30 million.
Right, and 10 is and 10 is an assigning bonus, so that's basically whatever it is.
You save on the taxes.
Right, it's 6-7 or whatever the heck.
But the other thing is, it would take Pete Alonso having, not last year's performance, far worse for him not to opt out. Mm-hmm. He's going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
And so the year two, the year three, it's like, whatever, just get me the most money in year one because I'm getting a free agency. Now, maybe getting a free agency is, you know what, I stayed with the Mets because they're my best option, but screw you, I'll never forget and I'll be gone.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's, I'm so confident in myself that I'm going to put together a monster year, get the free agency, and I'm going to finally get what I deserve.
Yeah, but he's going to be 31 and there's going to be a 27-year-old option. So even if he is the 27-year-old option is Vlad Jr., another first baseman who's going to be more desirable than him.
But think about this. So the other first baseman that's more desirable is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. The Blue Jays are trying to extend him right now. Okay, right. They're working on it. According to John Heyman, the offers that are being talked about are over $400 million. That's the money we're talking about. So if you're Pete Alonso, you're not getting $400 million,
no.
But you could, off a big year, be the consolation of Vlad, and maybe you do get $200 million.
Right.
I wouldn't bet on it, by the way, but that's what Pete's thinking. He's thinking, if I go out and have a monster year, and God willing he does, if we're Met fans, he gets back in a free agency, and he rights the wrong of this free agency. That's what I think he's thinking.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to end up happening, but we'll see.
I hear what you're saying, but what else can he do? You're right. When you think about it from Pete Alonso's perspective, what else can you do but just bet on yourself again?
That's it. All, he's betting on himself while making $30 million this year.
Yes.
That's the spot he's in. Let's go to Emmett in Rockland, New York. How are you, Emmett?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, man?
Nothing. So, I'm fast asleep last night, and I get shaken awake, and I'm like, what? And the girlfriend goes, buddy, you're snoring so loud. I'm like, oh, my God, let me go to sleep. And then as I'm going back to speech, she goes, oh, by the way, Pete signed. Wait, what? How much? How long?
How much?
What the hell? Now I'm wide awake.
So your girlfriend, is she a Met fan or is she casual? Like, how is she as a sports fan?
She's a Yankee fan, actually.
So did she say it like a disgusted way? Like, hey, loser, Pete Alonso's coming back.
I think she woke me up just to tell me, but also annoy me,
Yeah, yeah, like you're snoring, you're kind of annoying.
But I wonder what you should have kept it, because I want to ask him what his response was. Like, was he like, yes, or was he like, ugh?
No Met fan is ugh. I'm sorry. Like, there's no real Met fan that's like, oh, we brought him back.
I know.
You may not love Pete Alonso, but there's no way you can bring him back and not be, this is best for business for 1 year.
Yes, I agree with that.
Like, if this was a long-term deal, sure, it's an argument.
There's a lot of Met fans that were... that were ready to see him go. They didn't mind.
No, but they were ready.
Maybe not ready to kick him out the door, but there was a lot of Met fans that were like, all right, whatever.
Salicata!
I don't think Sal was like that. He wanted Pete Alonso gone?
Salicata's flip-flop more than politicians. Trying to look for new lobbyists.
New lobbyists? It's funny. That last caller... way he found out about Pete Alonso's his girlfriend waking him up. I had that happen to me with my wife when she was we were married at the time. She woke me up to tell me they re-signed Yoenis Cespedes. Mm. And she did it excitedly. Right. Like, she wakes me up. She's like, baby. I'm like, what's up? She's like, Yoenis is coming back. There's so many jokes I can make right now.
Yoenis.
Yeah. You had that one queued up.
Oh, I sure did.
Yeah. And that's how I found out. I remember being so pumped up. And I think it was the second time Yoenis came back, which did not work out. Remember, there were two Yoenises. Which could be the case with Pete, right? Like, they re-sign Yoenis the first time on the three-year opt-out deal. He opts out, has a good year.
Yeah.
Then they bring him back on the four-year deal, which turned out to be the absolute disaster because, of course, he got run over by a cow.
What was that fellow's name?
A boar.
It was a boar.
Boar. Yes.
Boar. Yeah. What was that fellow's name that just called? Emmett?
Yeah.
So Emmett and Evan, you fall asleep before your girlfriend or your wife? That's, you can't do that. You're the protector of the house. You have to wait for your family to fall asleep first, then you fall asleep. You can't be going to sleep
Look
before your girl.
Knowing the manly thing.
Yeah, he's
no, it's just like a protection thing. Am I wrong here? No. Sean, you have kids.
You're dead wrong. You can only be a man for so long as your wife scrolls Instagram for the 15th straight hour.
You got to be the protector.
It's funny. Like 98% of my days, as Tiki will tell you, because I talk about how I'm up at all hours, I stay up well past my wife.
No, you do. This was previous Evan.
The cespitous one was like prior to kids. And prior to the Rico too. Yes. And I was excited. I remember when she woke me up, and we had a good time. It was a very good night. Very good night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let's go to Lou in Colorado. What's up, Lou?
Yo, ain't it?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Before I start, Tiki, I'm not a Giant fan. I'm a Dolphins fan, but you were a beast on the field.
Thank you, bud.
Before I get to my disputed line, and I'm a Yankee fan, so whatever, but before I get, Evan, you ate one gummy. And you got paranoid?
Yeah. Yeah, and it was
that
only
is
like...
horrible. So I'm just going to say, I work in the industry.
Yeah.
I work for the biggest edible gummy company in the United States.
Wow.
And so do you know how many milligrams you took?
Yeah, I think it was 4.5 or something like that.
Oh, my God, Evan, that's so sad.
Yeah, but wait, Lou,
Evan is a lightweight.
Yeah, I've never.
That's lightweight. Not even a lightweight. I don't even know what's beneath the lightweight. He's like 4 steps behind.
That would be a featherweight, Lou.
Yes, he's worse than a featherweight. Evan, just give me advice. Give it another try, but you look for two things. Look for a sativa that will kind of like keep you awake and keep you energized.
Right.
Look for something. You have to look and see what it's made with. If it's made with live rosin
right.
or it's made with distillate and stuff like that, you might have took a live rosin one, and that was it's a much higher potency than a distillate.
Right? Yeah, I think that the next time, because I would try it again. I think what I would do the next time is make sure it's not like a work night and my kids are completely away. So yes. if I have just, any kind of reaction, I don't have to worry about that aspect. But, yeah, I'll try it again. But it was – you got to remember, Lou, it was my first time ever. So
no, I understand. What you want to do is when you do it, do something you're going to – I know you're doing the podcast.
Right.
Put on a funny move. Do something that you enjoy. Like, I know, Evan, you like to watch – you know, old sports games from 30 years ago. Put a game on, eat a gummy, chill out.
Watch an old sports
advice,
game.
Good I'm a loser.
That's another topic. What sports game should you watch on a gummy? A lot of options. You know what Sean's going to do? He's doing the Giant Colt game this year that they won on a gummy.
If the Giants draft a quarterback at 3, that is my plan. I'm going to do a watch-along gummy, one giant step. Where, you know why, Teague? I think you're going to like this.
Why?
You were angry at me that Monday, and many Giant fans felt like me. We didn't properly appreciate and enjoy the win. So if they get the quarterback anyway, we want to go back and say, now let's enjoy the win.
Oh, I got a great idea, Sean. I got a great idea.
That's a good one.
Can you
Watch
and
it
I...
in a different context.
That's a good one.
Can you and I, and only you and I, maybe Mike Bisseglie, a dear friend of mine, if the Nets win the lottery, can we go back and watch that Rockets game on a gummy?
Let's do it.
Thank God for drugs.
You know what? For that, Ev, I'll come up to your house.
Thank you. That'll be an event, all right. Let's go to Steve in Montville. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up, man?
First thing I'd like to say is I'm very, very happy that Pete is back in the fold because it was getting to the point where I was thinking, I don't care if he signs with the Yomiuri Giants. I just want this to end.
Right.
But I'm happy he's here.
Mm-hmm.
But that leads me to two questions. First one is, does this open the possibility of trading McNeil for some more pitching? And secondly, and more importantly, what are you guys going to do when the beard clogs the toilet?
Yeah, some people are saying that. So we're going to have a ceremony later where we are going to flush my beard that I cut off back in May. I was growing it in honor of Pete Alonso and hope that Pete would get an extension. I think what we're going to do is we're just going to call someone up to help us out. Like, I mean, what are we going to do?
Right.
If we clog the toilet, we clog. If it dies,
why,
it dies.
Why would hair clog a toilet?
Yeah, I don't get that. Especially like tiny.
Does it expand?
I'll get a plunger if it clogs.
Too much of it. It's no different than when your hair knots. Once it goes down there wet, it becomes thicker, knots up, and creates a netting inside the pipes.
Interesting.
Which then will cause more clogging and backing up.
I could see that for like my girl's hair. because it's long and curly, it does that, Sean. It knots up. But when you got like beard hair, it's like short and stubbly.
But that is not short and stubbly beard hair. That's thicker, longer.
Yeah, it was a very thick beard, as you may recall. Mm. By the way, it is now 3 o'clock. So the NBA trade deadline has passed. Obviously, there was a lot of action over the last couple of days. Late last night, Jimmy Butler was traded to the Golden State Warriors. There were rumors of a three-way trade that could have sent Kevin Durant back to Golden State, but KD stepped in the way and said no thank you. The New York Knicks made a trade last night when they dealt Jericho Sims to the Milwaukee Bucks. They got back DeLon Wright, and as of right now, nothing major has happened, but let's send it to the NBA trade desk to find out what has happened now in the last 15 to 20 minutes as the NBA trade deadline has come and gone.
So my desk is just going to take you to Sham's Twitter account for the last half hour for anybody interested. All right, here we go. 39 minutes ago, the Clippers sent Terrence Mann and Bones Highland to the Hawks for Bogdan Bogdanovic in 3 second-round picks.
Wow, okay.
The Hawks, very active, traded Cody Zeller to and Houston's 2028 second-round pick back to the Rockets.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit, the Pistons, got Dennis Schroeder from the Jazz.
And Dennis Schroeder was traded
yesterday, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in the Jimmy Butler trade. Because remember, the Nets traded Dennis Schroeder to Golden State. So he was in the Jimmy Butler trade. I thought he was going to Miami, which I was excited about. And then he actually went to Utah because it was like a six-way trade. And now Utah's actually shipping him to where, you said?
Detroit. He's a Piston now.
Hey, playoff team right now.
Could be a spark plug for the Pistons. Shams also has the Grizzlies trading Marcus Smart and a 2025 first-round pick to the Wizards in a multi-team trade. A couple picks going back. The Clippers traded Kevin Porter Jr. to the Bucks, and the Pacers traded James Wiseman and Cash to the Raptors.
Interesting. I would assume Marcus Smart's a buyout candidate. Now, he's also hurt, so I got to see when he's able to come back. March 1st is that deadline when you can sign guys in the buyout market and they'll be eligible for the postseason. And that's where the Knicks are going to add people. Like, unfortunately, I think it was obvious over the last day and a half that we just weren't going to be able to add anybody. And we went through it yesterday based on salaries and making things work and not having assets to trade. So the buyout market is really where the Knicks could be active. So the last hour of the deadline wasn't crazy, but an all-time NBA trade deadline.
Right. It was a lot that went on.
Yeah. When you think about the major moves.
Right, it was a ton.
Absolutely.
The Aaron Fox and Zach LaVine.
They almost forget about that. That's like an afterthought kind of trade. So we'll get more into what the Knicks can do, but the NBA trade deadline has come and it has gone. We'll get back to your calls as well, 888-808-1019.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.